Sí, es normal.
Hello, this is
Restorify from Intoxalog. Call is recorded. Want to talk to you about removing your DUI from public records, also known as an expungement. Are you interested?
So I saw the email. What is the cost for that?
Besides the pre-screening, which is free, if you qualify, our fee is $99. You can split it in 4 payments if you like.
Your fee is $99. Otherwise, so if it's not expunged, then how long will it stay on my record?
It will stay on your record until pretty much you pass away. It doesn't go away on its own over time.
Okay.
You actually have to take action to expunge that, so we can't remove.
Okay, now I have 2.
Either one of those are felonies, DUIs?
No, neither one of them.
So if you have more than one, we're still going to run the pre-screening to make sure that you can expunge both of them.
Okay. Okay, and is it still just the one-time fee, or is it $99 for each?
That is correct. If you have more than one, it is $99 per DUI.
Okay, and you're going to run a free screening first?
That is correct, to make sure that your DUIs can be removed. This way you're not going to waste your money or your time.
Okay, so if they cannot be removed, then I don't owe anything.
That is correct. The pre-screening is free, and you only get to pay the $99 fee if you qualify. In other words, if your DUIs can be removed, and if you decide to continue.
Okay.
So you won't owe anything if you don't qualify.
So now, I guess my question is, if I decide to go to Canada, who doesn't allow people in with a DWI, will I be able to go after this is expunged?
Okay, yes, because this DUI of your, or DUIs, will not show up on your background checks anymore. So it'll be completely off public records.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I'm interested.
All I need from you is confirm your first and last name, Jason Fletcher.
Yep.
And to create the account, I also need your email and date of birth.
Yep. So my email is jafletcher@ymail.com. And my date of birth is July 12th, 1987.
July 12th, 87?
Correct.
Okay. Well, the account has been created. Rest assured that you're not going to pay for the pre-screening. And if worst case scenario, it comes back with a negative output that you don't qualify, you don't have to pay anything, of course. If you do qualify,
wonderful,
you can get them removed. You're still going to be given the choice to continue. All right? And if you decide to continue, we're also going to help you every step of the way of this process. So we need to give you a call back so we can provide details on the next step. So we don't want to interrupt your work or other activities that you do throughout the day. So may I know what's the best day and time to get a hold of you in a typical week?
You know, Mondays are typically the best times. I work 7 days a week. I own my own business.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mondays would be a little better for you.
Yeah. Yeah. My store is closed on Mondays, so I can kind of work around or take a break or whatever I need to.
Gotcha. So Monday anytime?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Like I mentioned before, we're going to send you an email with the pre-screening results. So I'll just ask you to check your email regularly. I don't know if you have further questions before I let you go.
Nope, no other questions.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I hope you have a good day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.